Ardo Studio presents Yuri Zavorsky's The Crisis Will Be Back, What Is to Be Done? Read by Steve Elliott. First published in 2018. All rights reserved. No part of the electronic version of this book may be reproduced in any form or by any means, including posting on the internet and in corporate networks for private and public use, without written permission of the copyright owner. Frequency and causes of crises. The economy is a big roulette game. Some experts believe that crises are cyclical, yet harnessing cycles of crises for your own benefit is very much like playing roulette. Imagine a classic roulette table with a green felt betting mat. Let me explain one detail for those of you who don't know the rules. Just look at the three vertical columns of numbers, and then locate the three rectangles under the numbers, 34, 35, and 36. Placing a chip into one of these three pockets wins you 2-1 if the ball settles on any of the numbers in the respective column, meaning your chip will earn you 2 more. Now imagine that you place 2 chips in 2 pockets. If your bet wins, you get 2 more chips, losing 1, leaving you 1 chip up. It's perfectly clear that with the ball settling on 0 or any number in the other column, you lose both of the chips you laid down. Time to remind you of the probability theory. Simply put, the longer you study or measure something under the same conditions, the more accurate the result. One example is, the more times a coin is flipped, the more likely it is that we get half tails and half heads, i.e., a 50-50 probability of one of the two outcomes. So start laying down 2 chips on the same 2 pockets over again. Keep collecting your prize chips if you win, or place 2 more chips yet again on the same 2 pockets if you lose. The probability theory suggests that the longer you play, the more likely the ball is to settle on a number in each of the 3 columns in about 32 to 33% of the cases, with about 1 to 4% hitting zeros. Consequently, if the same 2 columns are permanently bet upon, you should win in about 64 to 66% of cases, which is more than 50%, meaning you should always be 1 chip up. I've done this experiment dozens of times at different roulette tables in dozens of casinos in different countries. The stack of chips I won would always grow slowly, always. Why haven't I become a millionaire on the back of my discovery, this perfectly legitimate way of making money at roulette? Because, after a while, a new croupier would come to the roulette table to play against me. The probability theory that had made the ball spun by the previous croupier land in the roulette slots with a distribution of 32% plus 32% plus 32% plus 4%, i.e. zero, suddenly stopped working. Well proven and globally accepted, it would no longer produce the expected outcome, and all my winnings would then melt away. It doesn't really matter what skill or magic the killer dealer practiced in each case. What is important to both aspiring and seasoned entrepreneurs is that all laws in the business world, however free they may appear, are in fact influenced by forces unknown to us. The probability theory can play a trick on you if you put blind trust in the hand of the market being free of anyone's control and consequently in algorithms that can be identified and exploited. Believing in a self-regulated market or in techniques that help to identify impending crises through certain established behavior patterns in a given economy is not unlike reading tea leaves or telling fortunes by the stars. The only way to win money from a casino is to own one, runs the famous adage, favored by gambling enthusiasts. The economy is a huge roulette game. a budding entrepreneur, can be allowed to place bets with no one interfering with the game for a while. But as soon as one gets auspicious or incredibly lucky, enter the killer dealers. They're not competitors or criminals. Rather, they're the ones holding aloof, sipping their whiskey, and keeping a close eye on the game and the players. They know how to analyze all the odds and scenarios, both now and looking forward. These people never gamble. They're professionals who ensure no one gets too lucky. Would you like to rub shoulders with them, or at least be recognized by them? If you do, don't be like the rest of the crowd. Don't be a gambler. You should make a sober, level-headed assessment of your own chances and the chances of your business in a crisis. This will enable you to reach a safe place or be ready to fight in the face of this looming, ruthless steamroller.